Do you know what today is?
Today is National Promposal Day.
Oh my God, are you asking me to the prom?
It's that time of year again where teens pull out all the stops to pop the question, will you go to prom with me?
This is a surprise promposal.
So who are you going to prom with?
National Promposal Day.
A lot of people have been going the promposal route.
So I know my boyfriend is asking me to prom.
It's National Promposal Day.
It's showtime, baby.
Good morning, Kansas City. Possibly the very first important date of a teenager's life is prom. Something you never forget.
We didn't do promposals in my day. I missed out on all that fun.
But we know that a lot of people do that. And I want to hear from parents or even, you know, if you have a kid that's got something really cool that's planned, we won't use their names. We don't spoil anything. But I think it's neat that there's so many great things and memories of promposals. I think it's the coolest thing ever.
Tara, did you ever get a good promposal?
Yeah, I've told the story before of the soccer game one. My boyfriend at the time was a soccer player, and he scored a goal and took his shirt off. And it said, like, Tara prom. And it was really cute and romantic. But I wasn't paying attention to the game at that point. So it took me a second to realize what was going on. And then for another prom, I was a hostess at a restaurant. And one of my coworkers came up and was like, Tara, someone's messing with your car. You need to go out there right now. And I went, and they had shoe polish, like, Tara, prom, blah, 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 blah.
I think it's adorable. Because really, if you think about it, when you start your life and you're moving on, you're in high school, then you're heading to college, prom really is the biggest date of your life.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting. Yeah, it's something you think about, too, when you're younger. Like, oh, I can't wait to go to prom when I'm older.
And then you think about that's your first fancy dress, get dressed. Mm-hmm. And it's so neat that I saw a story on KNBC this weekend. I need to find out the name of the program. But it's like a certain, I want to say it's a church, where they have women, young women, come and get donated dresses.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize, I keep forgetting because, you know, Jen's older now, but I just remember, it's expensive to go to prom.
They're very expensive, and a lot of times that dress gets worn one time, and so if you donate it and allow someone else to enjoy it, that's awesome.
So we're curious if if your kid has done that, or maybe something happened to you, just text us at 816-476-7093. I love to go to Trezzo on the weekends whenever prom happens, and I just sit at the bar and have dinner, and just look at these young kids having a blast pretending they're grown up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
I always find that crazy because when you're actually going to prom,
you feel like an adult.
It's the oldest you've ever been.
Yes.
You feel like I'm so mature, I'm so grown up. But now me being roughly 30, looking at these kids, they're such babies. It's crazy.
It is interesting, but throughout the years to see the change in gowns. And the change in guys, the way they dressed. I see it now on TikTok, and it happened last year, too, that a lot of the guys are dressing like rock stars.
Like how so?
Meaning like a 70s-type jacket, you know, pants, you know, jeans. But the outfit costs more than a tuxedo. I mean, the things they're wearing are very cool.
They're very cool. Actually, I was going to say, though, that it's more affordable for guys. As a mother of two boys, I love that they don't have to go rent a tuxedo. It's become more acceptable for them to do, like you're saying, and get a cool jacket and jeans and like Converse or nice pants and a bow tie and suspenders.
Yeah.
And you don't have to actually rent something.
Yeah, it's just a unique look.
I feel like the style, too, right now is kind of on the guys, the high waters pants where you can see their ankle.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing a lot of teenage guys do that.
Well, this is so cool because, once again, the most first important date of your life is prom. So we want you to brag about your kids. Just text us 816-476-7093. Then we'll come back and we'll read these as the show goes on because I love prom season. It also means one thing. Guys, the weather's going to get warmer.
Okay, I'll take that for sure.
I'm all about spring weather. And then, by the way, before we go to break, a big thank you to everybody that came out in Kansas City to support Comic-Con.
Yeah,
what a huge success.
It was awesome.
It was great. You know, women's Big 12 was going on downtown. Mamma Mia, I had friends go to that play. They said it was absolutely amazing. So much happening in the city, and men's Big 12 picks up tomorrow, same time, down here downtown in Power and Light. All right, let's take our first break. We have a lot to cover in Tabloid
today. Oh, yeah, it's all about the Oscars last night, the best performances, the big winners. I've got everything you need to know.
So they're in Singapore along with Travis Kelce, spotted with her staff, just having a really, really good time. And I just love this couple. I don't know what it is. I absolutely adore this couple.
Are they still there? Or are they back home now? Because she's done.
I think they're done. But the pictures were coming. It was on Entertainment Tonight yesterday. And so I'm just looking at it thinking, it's just great to see them. They just look so happy together. And, you know, speaking of the Chiefs, hats off to, you know, Chris Jones, highest paid defensive player ever in NFL history.
$95 million extension.
Guaranteed. It's $160, $95 million guaranteed, making him the highest paid defensive end in history. So what I did is I went ahead and charged a jersey.
Of course. You would.
Because they're expensive. Have you seen how pricey they are?
Yes.
And then I was on some websites, local websites, Rally House and stuff. The price of his jersey because of this is just going up. As it should. I mean, he's a great player.
So he can make more money.
Well, it goes to the team.
On top of his money.
Yeah, he makes more money, and it's just, you know, he deserves it. He got us to the Super Bowl along with Mahomes, you know, Travis Kelce, and the entire Kansas City Chiefs.
I just remember this past season, it was so wishy-washy with him what he was going to do sitting out games. So I'm excited that he'll just be all in from the get-go.
I love it. I love it. So, Teresa, we have guests coming in today?
Yeah, we've got our friends. Stephen McBee's coming in. He's bringing Calla with him, and it's all about their new Peacock show, which is officially up right now. It's called the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And there's 10 episodes, it looks like, and I think you can stream all of them. They'll give us all the details when they're here after 7 o'clock.
Cannot wait.
Yep. All right, so last night it was the Oscars and Oppenheimer, no surprise, the big winner. It was the 96th Annual Academy Awards. Oppenheimer got 7 Oscars for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Supporting Actor, Original Score, Cinematography, and Film Editing, and it's a big deal for actor Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., and for director Christopher Nolan because it's their first ever Oscar wins.
Look, it's a fantastic movie. One of my favorite movies I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan has done so many amazing movies, and he's been nominated. It's kind of crazy to think that this is the first time he's ever actually won an Oscar.
And Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He was great in it. I think he even talked about his past and about his wife and how she saved his life.
Mm-hmm. Poor Things, Emma Stone won her second Oscar for Best Actress, and she started off by having to let everyone know that she was having a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction.
Boy, my dress is broken. I think it happened during I'm Just Ken. I'm pretty sure. Most importantly, my daughter, who's going to be 3 in 3 days and has turned our lives technicolor. I love you bigger than the whole sky, my girl. Aww. So thank you so much. Don't look at the back of my dress.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, Tara, but Emma Stone acknowledges that her daughter is 3. She doesn't lie to her and tell her that she's only turning 2.
But have we done the math to find out if she is actually turning 3 or is she like turning 5? And Emma Stone's like, 3rd birthday, 3 days away.
I think it's pretty accurate. Emma Stone was referring to Ryan Gosling's performance last night, which I say it was my personal favorite moment of the entire night when he got up and performed I'm Just Ken.
I'm just Ken.
Is Slash, oh, yeah. Wolfgang Van Halen, who they're actually on the song on the soundtrack.
That's
but
awesome.
People were surprised to see Slash on stage last night. But it was them and Mark Ronson. And then even some of the Kens from the actual movie were on stage dancing and performing.
Wow.
It was awesome. He was wearing a pink suit. He started off in the crowd and then got up on stage. He did an amazing job.
I thought Billie Eilish did a great job too. And she won.
Billie Eilish and Phineas, they actually performed, yes. And they did win for What Was I Made For? And that makes them the youngest people to have won 2 Oscars because they got the one. It's both of them.
She's 22.
She's 22. He's 26, and they're both the youngest people. Together because they both won for both of those things. And John Cena, everyone's talking about him being naked on stage last night. That was an amazing moment. It's actually the 50th anniversary of the Oscar streaker that happened back in the 70s, and so they kind of made fun of that. And then he came out on stage naked to present, of course, Best Costume because that makes sense. Godzilla won his very first Oscar last night. That was a Godzilla Minus One. That's an actual Japanese version of Godzilla. I love that that monster flick has never won an Oscar before, Best Visual Effects. And also Vanessa Hudgens. Everyone's talking about how she debuted a baby bump on the Oscars red carpet last night. And this will be her first baby with her husband, Cole Tucker. The only other thing about today is just Kung Fu Panda. That ended up being number one at the box office. No surprise. It brought in $58.3 million. That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned with five locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, there's a big concert coming to town, and we're going to tell you about this concert in less than 10 minutes and give away some tickets. Then after that, we'll find out what's trending.
Yeah, including why the Princess of Wales is issuing an apology this morning.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Monday. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. There's a retro concert coming to town of some rock and roll groups. See if you remember this band.
Heaven is into my way. Closer to it every day.
And of course, the band is Warrant with special guest.
That's right. Warrant and Friends. That's Warrant, Lita Ford, Firehouse, and Jack Russell's Great White. They are all coming to the Hy-Vee Arena on Friday, March 22nd. And to win those tickets, you don't have to do any funny business.
No.
You know, you don't have to do any flips for us, jump through hoops. Just call 816-476-7093. Again, it's for a pair of tickets to see Warrant and Friends. Warrant, Lita Ford, Firehouse, Jack Russell's Great White, all at the Hy-Vee Arena on Friday, March 22nd.
But it's interesting that they're together because when Rocket and I did a show in Oklahoma City, it was Warrant and Firehouse together.
Yeah, it really was. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we brought them in together back when they were new.
Yes, it was like, baby, don't treat me bad or something
like
that.
Somehow I was the intern who was responsible for getting Warrant from the airport to the show. That was an interesting limo ride.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for asking. Are you ready to go to a concert?
I would love to go to a concert.
Now, of all these acts that Tara's going to read to you real quick, tell me who's your favorite.
Okay, it's Warrant, Lita Ford, Firehouse, and Jack Russell's Great White.
I would have to say it's a really big toss-up. I grew up in the 80s, of course, so Warrant and Lita Ford are pretty much top of the list for me.
Awesome. You're going to have such a great time. It's March 22nd at Hy-Vee Arena.
I'm going to put you on hold and we'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Happy Monday. Going to be a nice day today. High of around 70.
I'm in.
I'm totally 100% in. Look, get out and enjoy the weather. I think a lot of kids on the Kansas side are on spring break.
My son's on spring break this week.
And so we're talking about today is a special day, Promposal Day. We talked about, Tara, you had two promposals, right?
I did. One of them I kind of missed for a second. It was during a soccer game that I was tuned out of. And the guy pulled up his shirt and said, Tara, prom. But once I noticed it, I was very excited and thought it was super cute. And then I had somebody write on my car, you know, the shoe polish on the glass. And I thought that was cute.
So it is like one of your first important dates in your life. So coming up after 7, we'll read some texts. If you had one that happened to you, or maybe your kid is doing a promposal today, we'd love to hear from you. Text 816-476-7093.
Let's get to trending topics. A key part of the Kansas City Chiefs' 3 Super Bowl championships over the past 5 years is staying with the team. Defensive tackle Chris Jones signed a 5-year extension worth a reported $95 million on Saturday. Rocket's already gone to buy a new jersey.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing my Chris Jones shirt right now.
I thought he was just so excited he was slowly taking his top off while you were telling that story.
Either one is a win.
He's so good. You're one of the best players there. I'm so happy for the team. They want that three-peat.
Side note, in case you were worried that Sierra was going to have to support her family, Russell Wilson's going to the Steelers.
Oh, thank goodness.
She'll be okay, guys. Catherine, Princess of Wales, is apologizing for any confusion with her Mother's Day photo that came down yesterday. So it was Mother's Day in the UK yesterday. You might have seen a lot of people on the Oscars saying Happy Mother's Day. Yesterday, we got the first official photo since she had her surgery. We haven't really seen her very much, and it was a real cute photo of Catherine with her 3 kids. But then people started saying it looks like it's been altered or manipulated, and so a lot of news agencies took it down. They retracted it. Well, today, Catherine issued a statement saying, sorry about any confusion. I was just experimenting with editing. So there's a lot of questioning. They're trying to figure out maybe she doesn't look as healthy as we thought she did, yeah, or something's going on.
It looks altered.
People pointed out that she wasn't wearing her wedding ring.
I didn't think it was that crazy, except for her son had his fingers crossed. And I remembered in the past, there was something like maybe he was flipping off the camera, and so they just totally erased his finger. And I was like, that was the only thing I could detect that could possibly be changed.
It was her daughter's sleeve. That was the biggest thing that people were noticing. Really? Her daughter's sleeve looks weird. It's all wonky. Like, there's definitely been some editing with her arm.
Really? I need to look at it again. That was just such a weird story. I kept looking for something shocking in the photo, and there was nothing.
Yeah. No. The only thing we're guessing is that, you know, is she okay? Everyone's just really wanting to know more about her health. Oppenheimer is the big winner after last night's 96th Annual Academy Awards, taking home 7 Oscars. We talked about I'm Just Ken, by the way. Ryan Gosling nailed it, did an amazing job. Everybody was excited that Slash was up on stage. Also, Wolfgang Van Halen was on stage. And a side note about him this morning, he just donated $100,000 to the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, where they give instruments to schools.
That's really cool.
That was just super cool that came down. Weird story circulating about Madonna this morning. She's having to apologize after accidentally calling out a fan for not standing up at her concert because that fan was in a wheelchair.
Now
she looks ridiculous.
Yikes.
And we're very excited to have our friend Stephen McBee in studio this morning along with Calla Jackson, because it is time for the McBee Dynasty Real American Cowboys to premiere on Peacock.
We're cowboys in every sense of the word.
Yes! Run!
It may look fun.
Watch yourself!
But it's chaos.
I'm Steve McBee. I've spent the majority of my life building this farm and ranch, acre by acre. One of the boys is going to have to take over the farm. I'm just not sure who that's going to be.
This family in the drama.
Right now, we're $50 million in debt.
We have so many enemies in this community.
It's like the whole world's against you.
I think I'm speaking for all of us when I say we'd rather die than watch this place go down.
Amen.
You think they ever had to get a bull and put it in the local pub because they beat up their coworkers?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out who's going to come out as Beth, because this is like a real life Yellowstone.
Which one's going to be Beth?
Calla, you're not Beth, are you? I hope not. So it looks like there's 10 episodes and it looks like they are all up, but we'll confirm and get all the details when they are in our studio just after 7 o'clock. And that's what's trending on Mix.
Coming up next, your chance to multiply your winnings with the Kansas Lottery when we play trivia.
KMXV is Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. Very special guest in studio.
Yes, Stephen McBee has arrived. He's here to talk about his new reality show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me in.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Life's been busy, but it's been good.
You're all by yourself today.
I am. Yeah, Calla got bitten by the bed bug this morning, and that she was struggling to wake up.
Uh-oh. I think we're having a little trouble
Stephen,
with your
I'm
mic.
Stephen, I'm going to give you my mic real quick.
All right.
Is that better? There, now
right.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
We can hear you.
Yes, we got you. Perfect.
So Calla basically wanted to sleep late.
Yeah, Calla's not a morning person. It was a little bit of a struggle, and we decided that it was better off if I just came in by myself this
morning.
We
understand. Well, we're excited that you're going to hang out with us for a little while. We're going to talk about the new show, which is officially on Peacock starting today. But we got to do some trivia first, Tara.
Yes, we do. This is for your chance to multiply your winnings with the Kansas Lottery. So basically, if you can get this trivia question right, you'll get $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets and be a finalist to multiply your winnings. That means one person would get to play for up to $1,000 cash. Your trivia question, 816-476-7093. Maybe we should answer the phones first so they can't Google it. Or should we ask our guest, Stephen McBee, first what he thinks the answer is?
Well, are you going to be able to tell him if it's accurate or not?
If he gets it right. You see, go to the phones. Rocket says go to the phones. All right. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Nicole.
All right, Nicole, 42% of us do this right before we go to bed.
Brush our teeth?
No, good guess, though. Thanks for playing. Good morning. 42% of us do this right before we go to bed. What is it?
Scroll on social media?
No, that's a great guess, though. Hello, what's the answer?
Putting on a nightlight.
Yes. Did you Google it?
Yes.
You scoundrel. What's your name?
Sherry.
All right. You get the chance to multiply your winnings with the Kansas Lottery.
Great.
I'm going to put you on hold for just 1 second, okay?
I could have thought of a lot of other things that people do right before they go to bed, but I didn't know if it was appropriate this early in the morning.
Exactly. So. We got the kids in the car. That's right.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we actually have Stephen McBee in studio. He has a brand new reality show that is available to stream today on Peacock, and we'll get all the details. We
were good. We're cowboys in every sense of the word.
Yes! Run!
It may look fun.
Watch yourself!
But it's chaos.
I'm Steve McBee. I've spent the majority of my life building this farm and ranch, acre by acre. One of the boys is gonna have to take over the farm. I'm just not sure who that's gonna be.
This family in the drama.
Right now, we're $50 million in debt.
We have so many enemies in this community.
It's like the whole world's against you.
I think I'm speaking for all of us when I say we'd rather die than watch this place go down.
Amen.
Kansas City, we got us a real cowboy in the studio.
A real cowboy. We got Stephen McBee here talking about his new reality show, The McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys, now streaming on Peacock. That's so cool, Stephen.
It's a pretty surreal feeling. You know, we're up there every single day working in tractors and working around cattle, and to make a show out of it, feels a little surreal.
How did it happen?
So it all started, obviously, with Joe Millionaire. Right. And whenever we brought the production company up to the ranch, they got to see what happens on the farm, and they were blown away. And for us, we work on the farm every day, so it's not that special. But for people from East and West Coast, they're not familiar with big ag gear and everything that we've got going on, so they were just blown away. And since then, we've had production companies hitting us up wanting to do a show.
Okay, be honest. Was it the helicopter that sealed the deal?
That was a big part of it. That and the fact that my brother, Jesse, literally looks like a spitting image of Luke Grimes, Casey Dutton from Yellowstone.
Oh my gosh, how did you know that?
When I first saw it, I thought, I mean, it kind of looks like a reality, like a real life Yellowstone. I mean, was that kind of what they're going for?
Yeah, that was the pitch. I mean, that was the thing that they were so interested in, obviously Yellowstone being such a hit. And for us, we've been hearing it for years, and it's just been ramping up with the longer my brother's hair has gotten, I guess. and so, you know, it hit an all-time high there about a year ago or a year and a half ago, and we just had production companies nonstop. They're like, we've got to take advantage of this while Yellowstone is such a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really awesome. And all 10 episodes are available to stream on Peacock, and then you can also see it on USA, right?
Yep, tonight at 11:10 Central on USA, right after Monday Night Raw, and it'll air every Monday night at the same time.
So very cool. Is the local bar featured in the series?
It is. Oh, yeah. My brother Cole makes it up to the Watering Hole about once a week, and I think he's on there at least 4 or 5 times.
Because I made a joke earlier teasing you're going to be on. I said to the girls, I wonder if they ever had to get a bull and throw it inside that bar. If you know the scene I'm talking about. So I'm like, this sounds like something that could happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there anything that you are hoping didn't make the final cut or anything you were embarrassed about after you realized it got caught on camera?
I've got to be honest. We've only watched the first 5 episodes. So the second half of the season, we have no idea what's about to air. And I can tell you just in those first 5 episodes, there are moments where every single one of us is sitting there going, why would we do that?
Well, I feel like in the trailer, we already saw like some, I don't know, some drama with your dad. Like, are we going to get to see your dad in his love life?
Oh, yeah. You get to experience all of us boys in our loved lives and the train wreck that we all are. you know, you get to see all of us good and bad. We lay it all out there and we don't hide a single thing.
But that's what works in television today.
It is.
The reality of being real and not being trying to be cool or this or that. That's just your life.
Yeah, it is. And whenever we first had initial discussions with this production company, they did the first 10 seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And they said that the reason their show was so successful is back then they would open up 99% of their lives to the cameras. And we're like, let's one up that. Let's go 99.99. So we just laid it all out there for everyone to see.
But I'm really curious about the teeny tiny percentage that you didn't open up. I want to know about it.
It may be 100%, to be honest. There was so many different scenes where we're just like camera over our shoulder and we're emotional. My brothers and I are arguing, fighting, and we just let them see it all.
But that's the reality. Once again, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so, because the farm is up for grabs, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to save it. That's the whole reason for doing this?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, whenever you hear the saying, we bet the farm, we quite literally bet the farm on our other businesses. So these car washes, we're leveraged to the max on trying to get these car washes built out across the Kansas City metro. And so you get to see the real-life stress and pressures that really come with trying to run a business and doing it all from private capital, like our own capital, and trying to leverage everything we've got to make it work.
Now, how was this on the significant others? Cal is used to reality TV a little bit. Mm-hmm. Are your brothers married, have girlfriends? How's that all working?
Yeah, so all of my brothers have girlfriends. Brother Jesse's had a longtime girlfriend, and you get to see all of that play out. They were not accustomed to being on camera, so it was very new to them. They didn't know what to think of it. You know, within a half day of the cameras being on you 24/7, you get
forget.
A little... Yeah, you do. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to follow all of our love lives.
Now, how many people, because I love shows mm-hmm. like this, how many people actually live in the big house on the farm?
So in our bunkhouse, we have 12 guys that live in there full time.
Amazing.
Oh, you mean like the bunkhouse on Yellowstone? Oh, is that where all the craziness happens? Is it as crazy as the Yellowstone bunkhouse?
Yeah, the bunkhouse is a good time.
Do you have a teeter?
We have a bunch of wild boys that live in that bunkhouse.
I want the bar! Give me the bar! I said bar!
Oh my gosh, I hope that you have someone just like that.
I'm so happy for you, man. Mm-hmm. And the car washes are doing good?
They're doing really well. Yeah, we're very thankful for all the support, especially obviously here locally. And since the turn of the new year, the car washes have been so good, and we're so happy about it.
Man, I remember when you came on our show last time talking about it, and you were still months and months out from the mm-hmm. car wash. And is it everything you were expecting?
It's everything and more. Getting to deal with it, I think the coolest part about it is getting to meet everyone that comes in through the car wash mm-hmm. because having a local business, especially like a retail business, you get to meet so many community members, and to be able to have that, it's special.
Well, explain to somebody who's just now listening, may not even know that you own these car washes.
Yeah, so my family and I started up these car washes. First one opened in July of 2022 down in Belton, and we're continuing to open them more and more around the KC metro area. It's a drive-through car wash and coffee shop. So we have the best of both worlds is what we like to say.
Didn't you say there was like a pet tie-in too?
Oh yeah, we have a fully automated dog wash that is like this nice setup. It's so much better than washing your dog at home in the shower, I can guarantee that.
What about that drunk person that gets sick in the back of the car? Can they spray? Use that dog thing to spray them down?
Oh, absolutely. Throw you in there fully clothed and just wash you down.
I love it.
That's great.
Do we get to see, is that part of the reality show as well, or
absolutely.
Just the ranch?
So absolutely. Yeah, okay. They showcase it all. In the trailer, you just see like the farm and ranch, but there is so much. They really dove into every single aspect of our lives, and the car wash being a big emphasis on that.
Okay. Well, man, are you the one doing all the publicity? Because I know you're flying to New York today. Are you kind of the publicity guy, or is your family all doing it?
No, we're splitting up. We're doing a divide and conquer publicity stunt. So my dad, my brother Cole, and my brother Braden are down in Houston right now. My brother Jesse and I fly out to New York, and we're just going to be crisscrossing across the country.
Is there any sibling or person that you're like, look, don't embarrass us, okay?
Yeah, my dad.
My dad.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to go home and watch it. The McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys, season one is available now on Peacock, and then you can watch it on USA. And you also said Bravo?
Yeah, Bravo right after Below Deck, and it's also coming to E. I don't have the times yet, but if you keep up with me on social media, I'll post those as soon as I have them.
That's a great placement on Bravo.
Yeah, Below Deck's huge. So right after them, that was a big deal. I didn't understand it until they really dove into the numbers behind it. It's a big deal for the placement.
Hey, man, much success to you. I know you've worked very, very hard in your family, so best of luck. And you fly out of, have you been to the new airport yet?
I have. I love it.
It's great.
It is.
I think he travels quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Stephen McBee, congratulations, and we can't wait to watch the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show, and my phone is blowing up about a local TV show.
We're cowboys in every sense of the word.
Yes! Run!
It may look fun.
Watch yourself!
But it's chaos.
I'm Steve McBee. I spent the majority of my life building this farm and ranch, acre by acre. One of the boys is going to have to take over the farm. I'm just not sure who that's going to be.
This family in the drama.
Right now, we're $50 million in debt.
We have so many enemies in this community.
It's like the whole world's against you.
I think I'm speaking for all of us when I say we'd rather die than watch this place go down.
Amen.
So the main question I was getting on my phone, where and when can they watch the show?
So the show is called The McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. There are 10 episodes that are now all available to stream on Peacock. And then Steven said that it will also be week to week on Bravo and USA. So it should be on USA tonight.
I was very intrigued talking to him. Because this is real life for them. I mean, this is like, they've got to save this farm, this ranch.
Yeah, he said they have so many other businesses that they kind of bet the farm on these other businesses and their success. And it really looks like a real life Yellowstone. He's got so many brothers and it's a big family ranch.
They have no love. What caught my attention was, we have a lot of enemies. It's just like, wow, I feel like I'm watching a show.
Rocket's just having...
You are watching a show.
Rocket's just having Dallas flashbacks. And he's like, Daddy?
I'm just like, this is the coolest thing ever. And the bunkhouse, mm-hmm. how many characters he has, or actors, not actors, workers.
Well, because if you watch Yellowstone, the bunkhouse, that place is crazy.
It all takes place there.
I wouldn't survive in one night in that bunkhouse. And I want to know, like, hey, how much is your bunkhouse like that bunkhouse?
You know what I think is cool, too, is we've had a lot of guests in the studio. And Stephen McBee is just like... automatically comfortable. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He's a very good person to have in studio on the microphone. He just immediately is down to talk.
Well, and he's got the work ethic of someone who runs a ranch, because anytime we have done anything with him on the radio and we talk about it, he's like, I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning anyways. You can text me anytime. You know, he's leaving here and flying straight to New York. He is just on the go all the time, and he'll do whatever he has to do to get it done.
I have a feeling I'm going to be watching this today until I finish it up.
I have a feeling Rocket's going to come into work tomorrow wearing spurs and a cowboy hat.
1,000%. You know how he gets obsessed. He is going to be dressed like a cowboy.
Here's the deal, because he is a real cowboy.
Yeah.
And the thing, when I grew up in Texas, I'm not a real cowboy. But when I was a young kid, I had to wear boots and a cowboy hat every day. You know how ridiculous I look when I'm like, literally, you know how short I am
You're
now?
Like a little kid in a cowboy outfit.
Absolutely. It looked like I'm trick-or-treating or something. It's like, every single day, that was a day,
Did
that was my
life. Did
you
have a little horse on a stick?
Yes,
they're like, you can't actually have a big boy horse. Here's this one.
So again, let's give out the times to watch the show.
Yeah, so it's the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. The entire first season, all 10 episodes, is now streaming on Peacock, and then you can also watch it on USA and Bravo.
Kenya Grace. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. So these kids got fancy on us, ladies and gentlemen, with their proms. It's promposal day. I mean, they go all out. Some kids do. And look, prom is probably your first real big date of your life, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Not all dates go planned as, you know, go well.
No, they do not.
So I want to know, those of you out there, 816-476-7093, when we first started dating, our big date was prom. I want to hear a bad prom date.
Okay.
Like, really, what bad happened at a prom, you know, your prom date?
I had a bad other dance date.
Okay.
I asked him to go with me. He said yes. We took group photos. We had fun. And then as soon as we got to the dance, he ditched me and hung out with other people. And I was alone for the whole entire night. And that was my dance.
Wow.
Sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
That's awkward. Was he just one of those people that was awkward and so kind of just hung out with friends instead of paying attention to you? Or did he completely ditch you? Like, did you at least drive home together?
I don't remember how it happened at the end. But I do think he just maybe didn't want to go with me. Because it was like I'm just going to say it. It was Women Pay All WPA dance. And I think that he maybe just said yes to be nice, but wasn't actually interested in going with me. So he just like broke off.
That's weird. I went to a prom and it ended up being Women Pay All, but it wasn't intentional.
Oh,
that's just
there
how it happened.
Is.
When my date was like, I forgot my wallet.
What a classic mix up. Tale as old as time.
816-476-7093. Start calling now or text in. I want to hear really a bad date, a bad prom date. 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning. Hi. Oh, well, mine's not like bad, but it's really funny, and I will always remember it. I'm still with the guy I went to prom with. We've been together for 15 years.
Wow.
but it was our senior year prom, and we went to the Skies restaurant that spins around on top of that hotel. We could not figure out how to get up there. we kept going to the top of the elevator, the highest it would go, and it was not the restaurant. And apparently there were signs down the lobby for a specific elevator for it. So we were late to our date. And so we tried to find the stairwell. We got locked in the stairwell. Tried to go upstairs. And then my boyfriend lost his boutonniere. That'll go down in history. It was fun.
The Skies restaurant, was that the Westin Hotel at the time?
It's the one we used to do our New Year's Eve. What was that, the Hyatt?
Is it the West? No, it is the Hyatt.
Well, it's the Hyatt.
They both have one, yeah.
It's where we used to do our thing, yeah. That's funny, though, because it sounds like you both, even though everything was going wrong, you were enjoying it and laughing about it together.
Yes, it was us and another couple, and it was ridiculous, but it was funny. It was fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're talking about, look, prom's coming up, and these kids do this fancy stuff. Nah, I want to go old school. I want to know, do you have a crappy date?
You know, while she was talking, I thought of another crappy one I had.
Okay.
My life's been great so far. my boyfriend at the time, we couldn't go to homecoming together. He couldn't go. So he's like, go with my best friend. It's fine. It'll be fine. So I went with his best friend, show up to the dance, and my boyfriend is there making out with his girlfriend from another school.
Oh!
Okay, how stupid is he? Did he think you wouldn't notice that he showed up to the same dance?
I think he just didn't care. But I think everybody was in on it except for me, which is the part that sucked.
And so he was like, it's okay, I'm a nice guy, because look, I made sure you had a date.
Exactly.
Was that his reasoning?
I have no idea. He sucked.
Why don't you call out his name right now?
Nolan.
How dare you, Nolan.
Yes. Good morning. Go ahead.
I went to 3 proms, and my very first 2 sucked so bad. I had a boyfriend that was an inch shorter than me, so I couldn't wear heels. And then he wouldn't dance with me at all. He wouldn't touch me. He wouldn't hold my hand. He wouldn't do anything. He just sat there and stared at the wall. My second prom, my first baby daddy, I busted my eye on the limo. We had the weirdest limo guy. It was like a limo from the 1960s. He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt. It was awesome. We get there, and I'm deathly scared of balloons popping. And 15 balloons popped as soon as we walk in. So all you hear is me scream bloody murder. Then everybody's looking at me, and then my boyfriend turns around and goes and leaves in our limo that we just bought with some other girl.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Ew. Don't like it.
That is horrible.
I mean, I still had a baby with him, but still.
Oh, so
you still had a baby.
So obviously you forgave him.
You moved on.
Mommy, tell me a story about daddy.
No.
Wow.
I have a book.
There you go. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it. 816-476-7093. We're talking about bad prom dates. Let's go to the text line real quick.
This says, I found out the night before prom that my boyfriend was cheating on me. I had paid for everything, suit, shoes, tickets, etc. So we went together anyway, but I ignored him the whole time. As you should have. Don't give that man your time of day.
Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
Hi.
Talk to us.
My very first prom date was my 16th birthday. I failed my driver's license driving test, and then my boyfriend of a year and a half broke up with me as we walked out the door.
Rude.
Why would they? Such horrible timing.
I think it's just guys are just immature at that age.
But like, either do it before the date or at least wait till the end of the date. Literally, as you pick your date up and you're walking out the door.
Like, your parents are taking your picture smiling and then you walk out the door. I'd be like, oh my God, just go.
So they still do. You know, that's a big deal for proms. It's always the pictures that you have forever.
Yeah. Something I don't understand as a mom of boys, I would kill them. Like, they know better.
I would kill them.
No, seriously. I mean, and I realize that not your parents don't know everything, but like, that's a big deal. Like, if my son didn't bring his date home in the limo and went home with someone else, I'm going to know about it. And
you
like, there's no way that they would do anything like that because they know I would kill them. I raised them better than that.
Well, you know, it also goes both ways. The other girl knew that she was on a date. And if they go home with...
Oh, yeah, all of them. All of them, their parents didn't raise them right. I'm going to blame the parents.
Fair.
I'm just judging because it's fun to do.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, are we doing Rocket and Teresa Theater today?
Yes, we have. I feel like it's been a while since we've had a great edition of theater. And Teresa, you and I get to take a step back. We can take a smoke break, a lunch.
Oh, I've been waiting for my smoke break.
Okay,
so
good,
thanks.
Good. It's going to be all Rocket, a one-man show for a pair of tickets to the Kansas City Auto Show.
Hey, good morning, Casey. Happy Monday. It's Rocket and Teresa show. I think everybody's going to be in a good mood today. Maybe a happy hour on the patio somewhere. High of 70 today.
I will take it.
And then, by the way, welcome to a lot of people coming in from out of town. A lot of people just left for Comic-Con, went back home now, and the women's Big 12. Now the men's Big 12 starts tomorrow.
That's right, it does. It's an exciting time to be in Kansas City, per usual. And we have another event coming up March 14th to March 17th. It's the Kansas City Auto Show at Bartle Hall. And we've got a pair of tickets for you if you can name this movie in Rocket and Teresa Theater. Again, Teresa and I are just going to take a step back. We're the producers, the directors.
I'm just
going
to be an audience member. Exactly. I don't want to have to do anything.
Perfect. I will tell you when to applause. Okay. Rocket, are you ready for your one-man show?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay, again, name this movie for a pair of tickets to the Kansas City Auto Show. Rocket, lights, camera, action.
I know everything about my father.
No, no.
What?
No.
What?
No. Okay, you messed up. It's six words, babe. You messed up your words. You remember. You remember. Try it again. Take two. Lights. Camera. Action.
I know everything about my father.
No!
What?
You remember everything about him.
I remember what?
Everything about your father.
Take three.
Try it one last time, and if you don't get it, you lose your job. Lights, camera, action.
I remember everything about my father.
Okay, that was much better. I'll let that go, except for on remember, I did feel like you had a hard R. You said remember, and you remember everything about your father.
Let's just, Tara, as a director, why don't you show him how you would like it to be done?
Okay, this is the right way to do it. I remember everything about my father.
Why do you talk like this?
That's how it goes in the scene, man. That is called acting.
Tara, I think you should just play the part.
Thank you. Gosh. Also, I'm a method actor, so for the rest of the day, I won't be saying my R's because I remember everything.
You sound like your daughter.
Okay, first of all, she says her R's. She has a lisp. Get it straight.
Okay. Good morning, Mix. Name the movie.
Fast Five.
Excellent. She didn't even give us a generic Fast and Furious. She gave us Fast Five. Amazing. You get a pair of... You just watched it?
Yeah.
That is perfect.
So since you just watched it, who did it better, Tara or Rocket?
I believe Tara, but...
Yep.
Yep. And
I
that's...
I don't want Rocket to like me, so maybe Rocket.
No, it's okay. I'm used to the abuse, so...
It's just six words ahead. You had to read.
Three times.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
It's okay.
But anyway, you get those tickets to the Kansas City Auto Show at Bartle Hall. It's March 14th through the 17th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You bet. Thank you for listening. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
You bet. Hold on. All right, ladies, let's take a break. And when we come back...
Well, Walkit, we're going to have an update on Tabloid Trash and everything you need to know about the Oscars.
I remember about the Oscars. Now I sound like Forrest Gump.
No.
Good Monday, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. A lot of kids started spring break. Your son is on spring break, right?
Yes, he's a freshman in college, and he's out this week.
So get out and enjoy the day, man. Like I said, high is 70. Is this baby walking day, or are you at that stage now, since you're carrying your second child, that you don't walk as much as you used to?
I walk twice as much as I used to.
Do you really?
I'm
a nonstop walker. My daughter is not into the stroller anymore, though. So the walks...
Oh, no.
When she's with me, they're definitely a lot slower. We have to observe a lot of things. We have to pick up sticks. You know how it goes.
But once again, though, that's just priceless stuff.
You know what's funny, though, is her little legs. Like, when we walk all the way to the park, I just imagine the equivalent... to me with my legs of her walking to the park. She like went on a 10-mile walk. So when we're done, she's like, maybe that stroller's not such a bad idea, Mom.
I was thinking that.
Do you at least take it with you for when she's tired and wants it?
Oh, if you see me out walking in Olathe and I'm pushing a pink teddy bear in a stroller, that's because I think my daughter will want it on the way home. Not because I think that teddy bear is my child. Just so everyone's aware.
So let me ask you a question. Do they make, this is a dumb question, but I'm a dumb guy. Do they make like little Apple watches to see how many steps a child would take in a day?
I'm sure they have things like that.
There's kid versions of like a Fitbit. Yeah.
Because I'm with you. When you see these little legs go, they're doing twice the work that an adult is doing.
I know.
Doing.
Like, I know it's literally the same distance, but just from her perspective, those tiny legs, I feel like it's a pretty big workout to get to the park.
It's got
to
be.
Yeah.
No wonder what they always say after your kids go play or do something, when they'll either fall asleep in the car or crash at the house real quick.
Yeah, she never, ever, ever, ever naps under any circumstances. But on days after she walks to the park, she goes to sleep real fast at night. She's like, all right, we don't need books. See you later.
Well, enjoy your spring break. Steve Serrano is coming up next. But before we leave...
We'd like to take a second look.
I remember everything about my father.
Why do you talk like this?
That's how it goes in the scene, man. That is called acting.
Tara, I think you should just play the part.
Thank you. Gosh. Also, I'm a method actor, so for the rest of the day, I won't be saying my R's because I will remember everything.
You sound like your daughter.
Okay, first of all, she says her R's. She has a lisp. Get it straight.
Okay. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.